Madam President, as this is the first time my delegation takes the floor under your presidency, let me congratulate you on Colombia's assumption of this important role and assure you of my delegation's full support. We also want to take this opportunity to thank Ambassador Li Song of China for his leadership in the first weeks of this conference. And I join others in extending a very warm welcome to our new colleagues, the Ambassador of India and the Ambassador of Brazil. Madam President, New Zealand is a strong advocate for the Conference on Disarmament getting back to work and advancing substantive negotiations on disarmament. For more than 25 years, we have supported and engaged in activities within the CD, falling far short of those negotiations. It is a matter of deep regret that those activities and the confidence and trust they were intended to create have not led to the CD being able to fulfill its important negotiation mandate. We have not stood in the way of consensus on the document adopted today. At a time of strained global relations, we don't discount the value in being able to agree on something. In doing so, however, we wish to make clear that we are not setting a precedent which suggests the CD is fulfilling its mandate through the establishment of subsidiary discussion bodies. The ambition for the Conference on Disarmament and the idea that it could be a driving force for multilateral negotiations towards the complete elimination of nuclear weapons was made clear all the way back in 1978 in the final document of the first UN General Assembly's special session on disarmament. This decision, setting up subsidiary bodies with no clear mandate for four short meeting sessions and crucially not progressing any form of negotiations, stands in stark contrast to that ambition. As a lowest common denominator, it is not exactly a document this body can be proud of. We can only hope that in implementing it, member states show flexibility and the political will required to move closer to negotiations. Thank you, Madam President.